This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
You're listening to this week's free episode of How to Do It. Slate Plus members get another episode of this podcast every Monday, and that's where we chat about some of our juiciest letters. To hear those members-only episodes and get access to all of our How to Do It advice columns on Slate.com, sign up for Slate Plus at slate.com/HTDIPLUS.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language, like naughty words. Hi, I'm Stoya. I'm a writer and pornographer.
And I'm Rich Juzwiak. I'm a writer.
Welcome to the How to Do It podcast, where we try to help you with all of your sex and relationship issues twice a week. You can ask us anything about sex or your bodies or dating etiquette or whatever. We're here to help.
Do you have any taste in pubic hair?
I love pubic hair.
Like full 70s bush?
I mean, yeah, basically. I appreciate on people with penises if they have like a particularly hairy shaft.
Uh-huh. Oh, hairy shaft.
I appreciate if that is like groomed.
Yes, yes, yeah. Okay, I got it.
And on myself, I'll like clean up the edges.
Mm-hmm.
And actually like trimming the bush is like a whole like operation with cuticle scissors and like I put conditioner on and like push it all to one side and trim that edge. And then you got to do like the mohawk top. it's a whole thing.
Yes. Yeah. I would say I prefer hairy to non. I mean, I am generally accepting. I don't think I've ever shut anything down because somebody shaved so much. But I prefer to see natural. In general, I find the kind of essentialness of the body to be exciting, you know, like I like armpits and foreskin and stuff that's there, that's meant to be there.
Yeah, it's something about like the animalistic kind of side of it where you're like, yes, we are mammals together. We are adult mammals.
Totally.
And that like is really awesome.
Yes. Although something I don't like is like huge tufts of curls set up next to the dick. So it's kind of like an elephant looking out of bushes. That's just not like my absolute favorite. You know, if I feel like it should be a little bit sparser than that. But I also don't feel like I have any right to like tell somebody what to do with their pubic hair. Like, it is what it is, and I'm looking at it. I accept it, knowing that I have no actual say in this.
The worst, though, is stubble.
Yes.
I cannot abide stubble on my labia.
Right, right.
Face or stubble, face. Crotch stubble. Like, I'm just like, no, this isn't.
My skin is too sensitive.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
No.
So we mentioned this because we have a question about pubic hair that we'd like to listen to right now.
Dear How to Do It, my husband and I have been married for 25 years and have maintained a happy and regular sex life. We can still enjoy efficient and vanilla sex, as well as adventurous kinks, apparatuses, and tricks. However, my husband recently decided to shave his scrotum in return for my own frequent landscaping. That's pretty ordinary, right? Yet I can't adequately put into words what an incredible turnoff it was. It was like a plucked chicken and prepubescent junk juxtaposed to a man cock. I felt like a predator. I have no poker face whatsoever, and I'm pretty sure he'll never shear them again. My question relates to my own landscaping. I can trim the bush, maybe make a landing strip, but now I'm so grossed out by full bald, I'm not ever sure I can do that again. Am I being unreasonable? Will this aversion pass? Is there any way to give him all the benefits and novelty of hair removal yet still feel like an adult? Signed, Choked Chicken.
Choked Chicken. I love this letter writer. It's yeah. So evocative.
I know. It's. I think it's really okay to like process and let experiences determine your taste. I think sexuality kind of evolves anyway. And to kind of impede that is probably worse than just letting it be what it is.
I mean, I think you've been married for quite some time, 25 years. Presumably, you know, all this like awesome sex you've had and all these years of marriage, you have an ability to like speak openly. And I think it's completely reasonable to go to your husband and be like, here's what I felt looking at your completely bald parts. And now I'm having a problem with the idea of completely shaving my parts. And I know we made a deal, but I think we need to renegotiate that deal.
Yeah, it seems like, I mean, if he was up for shaving his scrotum for the first time in 25 years, that he is probably flexible in terms of what she does with her pubic hair.
You know, if it's about looking, right, like if it's about the appearance of a completely bald crotch, then I don't see a way to like meet in the middle.
Right.
But I expect that a lot of the benefits is seeing the labia, seeing everything very clearly, and also like eating it with a different texture. So I think there's a way to like, you can just shave the undercarriage and leave bush on top, you know, make like a nice little triangle. You can use an eyeliner pencil to like draw the shape so you can like get it even the mirror.
Okay.
And then shave the edges, washes off easily. And then he has the whole undercarriage to like look at and appreciate and observe and lick and kiss and all that wonderful stuff.
I think that it's pretty interesting that this was a trigger for our writer. And it's not just like she's being a snob, an aesthete, if you will. It's like, oh no, this actually kind of like triggered something in me and I felt like a predator and it felt kind of in territory that really makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And if you're there, you're not going to enjoy sex, or you're going to have to do what you have to do to get out of that uncomfortable territory.
Yeah, but like definitely have the conversation and be like, please don't ever do this to your crotch again because it gives me very strange feelings that I don't like.
Yeah, it threw me into a spin. And here we have this wonderful life where we enjoy vanilla sex and kinky sex and everything. Like, let's actually try to do our best to maintain that. Sorry to your scrotum.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
Dear How to Do It, I love being spanked. Not like a sexy little slap on the ass. I like being disciplined and everything that goes with it. My wife, we are both women, honestly enjoys the opportunity to dish out some consequences, and she's pretty damn good at it. Spanking, for me, isn't always necessarily a sex thing, though. I mean, it's definitely my kink, but it also turned out to be a fairly effective mood stabilizer and anxiety reducer. Part of me would love to experience a spanking without the sex, but that's not really something my wife is comfortable doing. And I completely understand. We have two kids, a house, and she's a supervisor in a very busy office. The last thing she needs on her plate is the task of actually disciplining her wife. So I'm hoping for some advice. I would love to experience a spanking without the sex, just a purely disciplinary session with the professional. However, I would only do so with my wife's explicit permission. I would never go behind her back or if she was less than 100% comfortable with the idea. I love my wife, and I'm not even remotely interested in sex with anyone else. Is there a way to bring this up with her in a way that wouldn't hurt her feelings? It's not something I need, just more of a bucket list kind of thing. And I'd be thrilled to make it like a reciprocal thing. She could do one of her bucket list dreams, skydiving, for example. Is it even worth bringing up? We generally have great communication. I think I'm mostly just a little embarrassed that this is even something I want, especially since I get spanked fairly regularly as it is. Signed, Bad Girl.
I think there are kids involved, there's a marriage, there are reasons to tread kind of carefully.
Yeah.
So I think she could start with floating the idea of whether spanking is always sex to her wife.
And it seems like to the wife, it kind of might be. She doesn't seem to want to make that transition into non-sexual spanking. So I think like delving into them being distinct entities on a continuum, but distinct entities all the same, could be useful. And the fact of the matter is like our letter writer wants something that the wife is just not up for providing. So what do you do?
I'm having a left field idea.
Great.
So the mood stabilizing and anxiety reduction aspect, strong physical sensation does that in like trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy. I know from personal experience, they work with you on kinds of non-harmful, strong physical stimulation that you can use when you start like freaking out. So hold ice, bite a lemon, and there's this thing called a violet wand. It's not for everyone. It's a modified Tesla coil that emits electrical current. It can, depending on the attachment you use, it can be like a bulb that like shoots sparks, or like there's like a metal pad on a chain. And if you want to get like creative, you can put it in your waistband so it's touching your skin, and then you become the conduit. And when you touch things, sparks happen. But also, you can put in the chain with the metal pad and just leave it laying on the counter and put a part of your body over top of it, and it sparks you. And it's a strong physical stimulation that is not harmful, that our writer could try and do on their own. Right? Like, it's really hard to spank yourself.
Right.
But the violet wand, you can apply to yourself very easily.
Wow. That's really interesting. So that would circumvent this whole conversation that, you know, might pull the relationship in a direction, or at least momentarily, that nobody wants. I do think that the trepidation here is very plainly stated. I think I'm mostly just a little embarrassed that this is even something I want, especially since I get spanked fairly regularly as it is. Try to work through that embarrassment. It seems like you actually have a really good sense of your needs and wants, and that is a really good thing. This is a very specific thing that you're asking for in addition to what you're already getting. And I have the good faith to understand that this might be beneficial for you, and I'm not married to you. So it does really seem like if you approach it properly, you can have this conversation. And if the answer is no, the answer is no. But I think your wife will understand where you're coming from.
And that's like part of being a partner is going, oh, my partner wants this. Let's figure out how to make it happen somehow.
Yes, yes. And understand that you might propose an idea that your partner has trepidation about, but that they are able to process and it sinks in and they understand over time, okay, yes, this is not a threat. This is something that you very much want and need. And I'm okay with that, you know? So be open to the process. I love the idea, though, of like, I get to get spanked and you get to go skydiving. I don't really see, it's kind of apples and oranges,
well,
but
they're both about adrenaline.
Yes, they are. And I could see how, like, the transaction makes a certain amount of sense financially. Like, I get to do this. We get to take out the money that we have saved. You know what I mean? Like I see the tit for tat there, but it is very funny to just see them laid out like that as comparisons.
Yeah, like, you know, I go see a pro dom and you jump out of a plane.
Exactly.
And that's like equal.
We're both happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in sum, violet wand.
Well, it's a little hard to just like try one. They're
okay.
Maybe a couple hundred dollars.
Okay.
So it's an investment. Maybe a sex party might have one laying around, but I'm not sure how a person would just like test the waters without a sex party or buying it.
I see. Okay, well, if it's maybe in your financial reach, try that. And if not, just have a patient, unburdened, very clear conversation, and be willing to accept the answer, whatever it is. And if not that, then go through the process of kind of like talking this out, which may occur over several days, weeks, months.
Totally. Okay, that's all for now, but we're not done this week. On tomorrow's episode, just for Slate Plus members, we hear from a letter writer who's feeling guilty about her latest fantasy.
See, I feel like Goldilocks, where I'm like, this person has too much guilt. This person has not enough guilt. This person is just right.
Is this person just right?
To hear that discussion, sign up for Slate Plus for just $1 at slate.com/HDDIPLUS.
If you're in need of sex advice, you can write to howtodoit@slate.com/howtodoit. Or you can leave us a voicemail at 347-640-4025 and we may use it on the show. Everything is anonymous and nothing is too weird or embarrassing.
Our show is produced by Chow Tu. How to Do It's editor is Jeffrey Bloomer. Our letter readers are Shasha Leonard and Benjamin Frisch. And if you've been loving the show, please rate and subscribe. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.